So if you have cancer, there are lots of factors that will influence your chances of recovery, the type of cancer, obviously, often but not always how early it's diagnosed and the treatment you receive, but also things like your age, whether you're overweight or obese, and whether you're a smoker. Your biological sex also plays a role, even for cancers that don't affect the reproductive organs. It's not a factor that typically changes the treatment you receive, but some researchers say it should be. One of those is Sue Haupt from the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre. Hi, Sue.
Hi there, Tegan. Thank you for having me on the program.
So we just heard that women sometimes do worse with heart disease because they're underdiagnosed. Is this something that we're seeing with cancer as well?
So it's an interesting question you're asking, because women tend to do worse with autoimmune diseases, with heart diseases, but they actually tend to do better with cancers than men do. And I'm talking here about non-reproductive cancers. So for men, they have a higher incidence and a nearly twofold higher rate of mortality than men do. And the other thing
than
is... than women do. And the interesting thing is that the mutations that are responsible for the cause of cancer actually onset earlier in men than they do in women. And that leads to an accumulation of higher levels of mutation overall. And it also correlates with earlier onset in men than in women.
So women are more likely to get cancer later, but they may be protected in earlier life. Why?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And there's been a fair bit of discussion about that, whether it relates to selection for our historic past. So if we look at our X chromosomes, so women have two X chromosomes and men have an X and a Y. On those X chromosomes, and women have more expression of their X chromosomes. One is fully active and one is only partially active, but the X chromosomes are rich in immune genes and genes responsible for metabolism. And the suggestion is that historically, women were balancing pregnancy and rejecting infections, and so immunity was really important for nurturing the fetus and then the progeny after. And while men, in their Y chromosome, we've had a look at the genes there, they're rich in things like wound healing. So you can think of a hunter-gatherer kind of environment where men would be needing to respond quickly to, for example, a wound that they had hunting out in harsh conditions. So it seems to be an immune function there, but also metabolism seems to play a role there, which is interesting and affecting outcomes for cancer.
So these are things that there's evidence to support. Are we seeing changes in, or are there differences in the way that clinicians are treating people with cancer based on their sex?
So this is really also very, very interesting, because historically there's been a bit of a dismissal of the concept that there is disparity that's just simply because it's due to lifestyle or to hormones. They thought, well, you know, what can we do? But now there's actually understanding that there is a genetic component involved. And the other reason that's been a little bit of dismissal about it is because there's been sensitivity about distinguishing between men and women, where differences have been equated to, example, fall with weakness or inferiority, and that's related to brain research that's been undertaken. And a whole other area is related to the way that drugs have been tested. So in the 70s, women of reproductive age were excluded from drug trialing, and that was based on things like testing of thalidomide, which is leading to birth defects. So there was a period of time up until the late 1990s when women were actually excluded. Women of reproductive age were excluded from tests.
And the assumption just was that they would respond like men did, like men just did the heavy lifting in terms of being in the studies, and it was assumed that it was going to be the case for all humans, regardless of sex.
Yes, I think so. And then in the 90s, women were introduced, but there wasn't sufficient deaggregation of the results on the basis of sex. And then it was only in 2016, we're talking America, in the NIH, they actually introduced a policy to factor equal testing of medical research in men and women. So it's really a recent thing that we started to consider, that there is a difference. And it's so important that we do, because what is at stake is proper understanding of the causes of cancer, and a lack of the basis for that prevents a rational treatment design. So still we're at the edge of really fully understanding the genetic basis of that, and in turn, properly treating for men and women on a basis of understanding.
Right. When we're talking about male and female sex, we're usually talking about people who are XX or XY in terms of their chromosomes, but there are people who have other chromosomal makeups, Klinefelter-Turner syndrome. Do you look at these in your research as well?
Yeah, that's another fantastic question, because about 3% of the population is identifying as intersex. And the problem at the moment is most of the data that is available just for men and for women. And we're now aware that there are potential issues there, and we're really trying to access data so that we can understand that. So your example of Klinefelter is absolutely relevant. They have multiple X's and a Y. They physically present as male, but they actually have a greater predisposition for breast cancer, for example, as a rule.
Right. Well, watch this space. Sue, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Dr. Sue Haupt is a senior research fellow at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre.